Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today's gospel is from John chapter 3, and I want to just focus on the end of the gospel. So the beginning of it is Jesus and his disciples are baptizing, and John's disciples are beginning to worry that people are leaving John and beginning to follow Jesus. And so the ending of the gospel for today says, John answered and said, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, I must decrease." And so there were a couple things that were striking to me, but what I want to reflect on a bit is the humility of John the Baptist, and how because he's humble, and that meaning allowing himself to think little of himself, but also recognizing that he has a particular mission and he wants to fulfill that mission. And he also knows in a certain way the limits of his mission. So when Jesus is beginning to rise in ministry and beginning to draw people to himself, that John doesn't fear the loss of people or feel that this is in some way interfering with his mission, because his goal is to proclaim the coming of the Messiah. And then, since the Messiah has come, his job is to fade more and more into the background. In this passage, John's words provide this great image of John being the best man and Jesus being the bridegroom, and that the role of the best man is to stand and listen for the bridegroom and to rejoice with him, not to take the place of the bridegroom, not to desire the bride for himself or for people to focus on him, but simply to rejoice with his friend. And over the past several years, I've been involved as a bridesmaid in different weddings, and there is something really beautiful about being able to rejoice with the bride. Even if there is like a certain amount of attention paid to like the bridesmaids and the groomsmen, like they all know that they're not the important ones, that it's the bride and the bridegroom, and there's no mistaking the central focus. And it's the joy of those closest to the bride and bridegroom. It's the joy that all of the attention and all of the joy is focused on this couple. And so John plays his role as the best man who has been waiting eagerly for the Messiah to come. And now that he is hearing his voice and hearing him proclaim the good news, that gives him nothing but joy. And so that final line of the gospel, one that all of us can learn from and grow from, is he must increase, I must decrease. And I know I experience that in all sorts of situations, whether it's in personal relationships or in my role as a teacher, that there are times where my prayer is that I would become very small and that the Lord would be able to work through that, and that he would become bigger. Because it's usually in those moments that the individual, that Trish, is the one who is incapable of properly performing the task that is needed. And so I want to become little. I want Jesus to take over. And this isn't something that, well, maybe it sounds odd, this isn't something that's belittling. It's the best thing that could happen, is that the closer I get to Christ, the less there would be of me and the more there would be of him. And yet also in some odd way that would make me the most me possible. That when my will is united to his will, when he is increasing in my life, that my own self-will is decreasing and I'm becoming truly free. And we see this in John the Baptist, who is losing followers and will become more obscure and eventually imprisoned and then put to death. But all of this he's able to experience knowing that he had a particular mission and he fulfilled it. The role that God asked him to play, he did. And he did it well. And because he did it well, now the Messiah is becoming known. And that should bring us complete joy. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for speaking to us through your word. Lord, we ask that you would fill us with joy and make our joy complete, that you would dwell in our hearts and dwell in our midst, and that you would slowly transform us from desiring our own will to desiring your will, and that through that, we would experience joy and freedom. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.